good God did. Yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. Yes, he did. See, once I was lost out in a world of sin. Jesus came and on in. Everything that happened to me, that was good, God did. Yes, he did. I said everything that happened to me, that was good, God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good, God did it. Yes, he did. I've been sick, and I thought I couldn't get well, but he healed my body, and now I've got to tell that everything that happened to me, that was good, God did. Yes, he did. God did it. Yes, he did. God. Yes, he did. When I was sick, thought I couldn't get well, he healed me. I can tell. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. I said, yeah.
Day the Lord has made.
Yeah.
You ought to be glad that he left you in today. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to do it. But the choir just said, he did it.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. And I am glad that he did. And left me here another day. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good just to be in your midst. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. God is wonderful. He's a mighty God. He is our everlasting Father. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And we give honor to God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to our presider, Elder Lewis, and to his assistant, Dr. Monica Lewis,
right.
To Elders Guest, Elder Bush, Dr. Steve stepped out, okay, and Minister Bess. Did I leave one of them preachers out? Elders Green. Hallelujah, praise God. And to all of the deacons and mothers and saints of God, trustees and secretary and whatever office you hold, praise God. And to every lay person in the house, everybody special, everybody somebody, praise God. Everybody got a position, whether they got one name for you or not, but you got a position because God gave you a mission to do in his kingdom. Praise God. You're not here for just a season. You're here for a purpose. Hallelujah. It didn't just happen. But God placed you in a place for a reason. Hallelujah. And we need to seek him and know what that reason is and work at it so that he can, when you come back, he'd be able to reward you for your works well done. Glory be to God. Everybody is good, and everybody look good, and everybody is beautiful in the sight of God. And you were made for his purpose and not ours. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. The word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. From the book of Psalms 100, verse 3. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, yeah. Let your word come forth now. Spirit in our hearts and our minds, that we might do better towards your kingdom building. In the name of Jesus, help us to realize our purpose here and help us to keep it in foremost, our vision, as we aim to do what you said do. Bless God, and it may accomplish all you intended for it to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalms 100 and verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Praise God. Ask the person near you, would say, neighbor, who are you? Praise God. We need to know without a doubt who we are. Because we allow men, and when I say men, I mean everybody, dictate to us who we are. We tend to forget who we are. And we're constantly looking and struggling, trying to find that peace of mind. We don't like the position we're in. But we need to realize that the position we're in, God placed us here for a purpose. And you need to know who you are so that you can get about that purpose. If you don't know who you are, you're not going to seek to do anything else. You're going to be wondering, crying to satisfy yourself rather than satisfying God. When we realize that we're here for God's purpose, then we'll be able to do well with others. And we will not be constantly looking for the wrong that we find in them, but promote and look for that good that's in them. All the wrong in them is not of God. And we say that we are children of God. And since we are children of God, we ought to act like it, talk like it, be like it all the time. But we know that constantly the devil is knocking at our door. Constantly, continually, he is doing all he can to make you look bad in the sight of the world. And Paul warned us saying, since we have such great a cloud of witnesses, we need to lay aside all the weights and the sin that be so easy to beset us and run this race with patience. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, be patient. Hallelujah. But we'll tend to say, I ain't got no patience. Well, if you don't have no patience, then you can't be of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you got to wait for him to get the things in you, out of you, that you need to have out of you. And know that we need to have patience to wait on the Lord. That's faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. David said, wait on the Lord. Be of good trouble, good courage. And if you wait on him, and wait on him knowing that for sure that he's going to come through.
That's right.
This time like he did the last time. And all the other time in life, when we look back at our life, God brought us from one thing to another thing, to one thing to another thing. Every day, things happen in our lives that may not be so pleasing to us. But every day, the songwriter says, I get closer and closer to him. Every day with Jesus, it's sweeter than the day before. And we got to look at that and know that you are with Jesus. And we're not what other people may call us. Because sometimes somebody get on your nerves and get on your case and they call you everything but a child of God. And those words cuts and hurt. We used to say that sticks and stones may break our bones, but the words don't do nothing to me. Yes, they do. Them words cut more than a stone. Call that stone a heal up, that wound. But them words seem to come back over and over again. They keep on reviving themselves. And causing us to lose flight on what God is capable of doing, what he will do, what he has done, what he shall do. Because what he's done today, he can do it again tomorrow. He can do it again and again and again. And guess what, y'all? He doesn't get tired of doing it. He wants you to do it. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to know that he's God. And there is no other than him that can help you. God is our hope, our joy, our peace, our happiness. God has made us his choice. Hallelujah. And he made you to be for him and not for the enemy. But God wants you to know that he doesn't make you do the work. All right? He wants you to select that. That means you are choosing him over the world. Choosing him to be the answer to all your problems. Choosing him. God is a wonderful God. And he will satisfy your every need. Okay, according to his riches in heaven. And he owns everything. He made the heavens. He made the earth. Everything is his. Hallelujah. And he has made us heirs and joint heirs to these things of the kingdom along with Jesus. Jesus is the major heir. We are his assistant heirs. All right. We all are God's property. Okay? We belong to God. All right? So we thank good for ourselves during my years on this earth that started in 1943. I've gone through some name changes. When I was old enough to know what anything was, they were calling us niggers. Oh. Okay. Right? And well, I guess we followed it along with it. Because we answered when they said it. Okay? We those are fighting words. You want to get a fight, you call it the nigger. But we got to keep in mind we are not who people say we are. We're who God say we are. But when they call us, that we'll say, call me out of my name. Where it was out of your name, they didn't call you. So we not got to realize this and meet that enemy square on. If they said this is out, they call you out of your name, they didn't call you then because you said it's out of your name. It's not your name. Right. If it's not your name, don't answer. Okay? All right? Don't answer if it's not your name. You need to know who you are. If you answer and it's not your name, you don't know who you are. You wait for somebody to define to you who you are. But you ought to know for yourself who you are. And then we won't be so easily persuaded, hallelujah, to be in a brawl with somebody that doesn't know who you are. See, if they call you somebody else, then that means they don't know who you are. And you don't know who you are. So all we got is a mass confusion. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then we were Negroes. Mm-hmm. And so we went from nigger to Negro. Tell somebody God's moving. All right. Hallelujah. And then it seemed like every 10 or 20 years, the name was changed. And then we became colored people. Mm-hmm. See, we were niggers and Negroes when we were slaves. If we got out of slavery, they got colored people then. Okay. And then we became black. Okay. They give the color a name. Became black. Okay, and did I miss one? Afro-American, yeah. After color, we became Afro-American. America. Afro-Americans. Okay? They don't want you to be just one place. They split you up to two different places. Now you're African and an American. Here you born, they ain't never been to Africa. And probably won't get there. Okay? Born in this country, but you still two places. Now the other people, just they weren't born here either. But they don't have no two names. They the only one that is of themselves white or Caucasian, which means the same thing. But everybody seems to have been something that they've been with for I don't know how many years, except us. We're the only race, we check it out, that I know of, has gone through all these many changes, keeping you confused, keeping you from knowing who you are. But who are you? Do you know? Who are you? And just because they call you that, don't mean you have to be that. You are what God say you are. And nothing else will change it. Hallelujah. Only God will do the changing. So, know that we are God's people. And so we need to serve him with gladness. Yeah. Coming for his presence with singing. Yeah. Know ye that the Lord is good, is God. Know that the Lord is God. Okay, it's the Lord that is God. Not nobody else to change you who you are. But God is God. The Lord, he is God. And it is God that made us. And we didn't do it ourselves. And nobody else done it. God did it. Quan said what?
Who did it?
All right, who did it?
God did it.
And God made us to be his. The scripture today said he made us to be just a little lower than the angels. Tell somebody that's talking about a little high there. All right. He didn't just make us anything, but he made us just a little less than the heavenly host, the angels. So that means I'm up there. Hallelujah. I'm part of the kingdom work of God. Hallelujah. He made us just a little lower than angels. And look at that question. They ask, who is man? Who are you? That you are mindful of him. You care so much about him. Who is this man? See, he cares more about you than you care about yourself. Hallelujah. If you did, you would mean taking all these things that killing you. Okay, and we will do what we need to do to carry God's plan out. Who is man?
that thou art mindful of him. Hallelujah. You think of thought so much of him, you made him a little less than an angel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, that's a good thing. He wants you to know that you are his people and not ourselves. You are his. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And it's he that made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. So what that means, you are the sheep of his pasture. You are God's sheep. I'm God's property. I'm God's handiwork. I'm God's children. He made me and he made you. That means we are his and not ourselves to do with our bodies what we want to do. We are God's people. And so we need to try to come in to his house with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. God is our maker. Peter said, but we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I'm royal. I'm particular. I was hand-picked or handmade by God. We all know that we are God's people, a peculiar people. I'm not just anybody. I'm a peculiar person. I'm different from everybody else. Because he made everybody. But no two people are the same. Hallelujah. He is a peculiar people. A royal priesthood. I'm royalty. Hallelujah. My nephew, the youngest one of my brother's, Bishop James. A few years back, he had the DNA search done. And it came back, the results, that we were traced all the way back to Ramses II. That's when Moses was on the picture. So our bloodline DNA brain go all the way back to Moses. So he tell me I'm real royalty. The word already said I'm royalty. I'm a royal priesthood. Now, but James proving that I am a royalty. Hallelujah. God is. Hallelujah. Chosen. We are his chosen generation. He's a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are to be holy because God made us holy. And we ought to stay holy. Peculiar people. And we ought to show forth the righteousness of God with praise. Praise his name. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him all day long. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Come before him with praises. God is all that we need. We are the children of God. God made us. God named us. And we are his. Because the word said we are. We are a royalty. Hallelujah. Everything about you is good because God made you. And everything he made was good and very good. Hallelujah. So you don't have to be bad trying to make you look like you're somebody. You already are somebody. Hallelujah. Because God made you somebody. So know that you are what you are because God made you what you are. And nothing else and nobody else can change you to anything else. You are made by God. And that's his word. You are made of him. You are his property. That means that your daddy on Calais, on thousands of hills. Hallelujah. And the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. And the world and all that's in them. God made it. God said, you are royalty. A priesthood to God. And we got to know who we are. Walk around and hold your head up. You ain't got to look snarly down your nose. But hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. Hallelujah. And know that today, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and me, we got what's happening today. Hallelujah. We can take it because God already worked it out before the mountains were made. He done it before the hills were made. He did it before there ever was a when or a where. God was there and made it all happen. And everything is his. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who are you? God's child. Hallelujah. Your daddy is your earthly person, but your father is the heavenly father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we recognize the daddy. But we also recognize Father, who is Father of us all. Hallelujah. And all in all. Hallelujah. So we all have the same Father. Okay? And you can't talk about me without talking about yourself. All right? Because we are his. And we will be his forevermore. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. Who are you? I'm a child of the King. Jesus, my Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the time that God will speak to your heart. If you don't know who you are or whose you are, this is the very opportunity to come to Jesus. So as the choir prepared to sing softly, we have altar call. Altar call is for the purpose to alter what needs to be altered. Whatever you're asking of the Lord, whatever you desire of Jesus,
we call for Christ to you.
Is there one for salvation?
Oh, my brother.
Come right now. Bless the Lord. We're going to identify a problem. I went to the doctor last week. Doctor gave me a good report with a but. He said some of these words about your kidneys. Because your blood pressure was so high at one time that it affected your kidneys. So now that your blood pressure is right, you still, they say it's no correcting the kidneys. It's only, you know, maintain it. So I'm getting ready to go back to my doctor. He said, but let me just run some more tests because I need to know. Because you came in here dehydrated. I need to make sure these tests are in right. So he said, go home and drink a certain amount of water every day. So now I say this to let you know we have identified the problem. The solution is Jesus. I believe God. Someone that just not going to ask you to come to the altar. But I need to God to step, hallelujah, step right in to alter the situation. Thank you, Lord.
May the grace of God, speak communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now and forth and forevermore. And everybody come in and sing with the choir.
Hey.